Well, the young man I'm about to speak to is one of your firm favourites, and it's easy to see why. I think I've been telling you about Josh Groban and playing his music for you for more than 6 years now. He burst onto the scene in 2001 with his debut self-titled album. Our album was just called Josh Groban. It roared up the charts, hit the top 10, stayed in the top 200 for more than 2 years, and it gave us songs like To Where You Are, which is just unbelievable. That was followed then in 2003 by Closer and that chart-topping version of You Raise Me Up. And then we had Live at the Greek, which was a beautiful and a bit different, the famed Los Angeles Theatre. That was in 2004. And then 2006 we saw Awake, and that was followed by Josh's 81-city Awake World Tour, which took him here, brought him here, North America, Europe, Asia, and he was here over just over a year ago. Well, Josh is now back, and I must say, the album says at the front, which is quite extraordinary, that he sold over 25 million albums. Well, he's not here in person, but in the form of a brilliant new musical release. It's a two-CD set called Josh Groban, A Collection. The tracks have been chosen from his multi-platinum-selling albums, as well as from last year's Christmas recording, Noel. And Josh says A Collection, because he's such a lovely human being, he says it's his way of saying thank you to us. We're the ones that should be saying thank you to him. But he is on the line from home in Los Angeles. Josh, good morning here anyway. It's most probably mid-afternoon there, is
it?
Yes,
my friend.
Yes.
It's so lovely to hear your voice. And thank you so much, as always, for having me on.
You're most welcome. The Collection and Awake, you did more than 80 shows on the Awake tour.
Yeah, that was really the most fun that I've ever had on the road was the Awake live tour. What an incredible thrill and honor for me that it brought me to your beautiful hometown and Sydney Opera House. I mean, we had a great time.
Wasn't that special?
It was one of the most special live events that I've ever been able to do. I was playing there, so thank you for coming to that show. And I know a lot of people that went to that was as a result of your talking about it on the radio.
Yeah, no, well, you're a favorite here. Do you ever get a breather? Are you at home now? Are you having a breather now, or are you writing and working?
I'm at home. I mean, the reason that I released this was kind of like you said. I mean, it's twofold. I mean, it really is a nice way, as I'm now working and writing new music, to put something out that is in one collection, kind of a gift to the fans that have been there all along. Certainly in Australia, it's kind of half and half. People either know me or they don't. And it's for all those fans that have stuck with me the entire time to get something all in one collection.
Mm.
It's also for people, I always say, if you've never heard me or not really sure what to think of me, I always just say, take a listen. And this is the kind
that's
of thing where if you're interested.
Well, let's take a listen. I love this anthem. This is track 9, which is from, it's live from Chess.
This was live at Royal Albert Hall.
That's
London. It.
It
was a concert of Chess. Yeah.
Live, called Chess in Concert. Listen to this.
No madness, though they're sad, ours may prevail.
That's unbelievable. What do you think when you hear that voice, because it's not the voice that you had at 17.
No, I mean it's interesting. I mean, for me, I mean my voice and my day to day existence are very different.
Yeah.
it's this kind of powerful thing that comes out when it's time to use it, and it takes me by surprise sometimes. I mean, that concert is a perfect example. That concert was probably the most operatic thing I've ever done. I mean, that was written by Benny and Bjorn from ABBA. They basically wrote a rock opera and some of the most incredible music for the stage in that show.
Mm.
And that song Anthem is like a modern day opera.
It is like a modern day opera. I think your fans out there are saying, Alan, will you stop talking and let us listen?
She is the constant. We who don't care. And you wonder, will I leave her? But how? I cross over borders, but I'm still there now.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Then you've got...
We had about a 100-person choir, a 60-piece orchestra, and a full rock band in the middle.
Mm.
And it was just the whole venue was just filled with sound.
Oh.
It was really, really something.
And that Weeping from Awake, that features the Soweto Gospel Choir. Just glorious.
Yeah, the live moments on this collection are two of my most favorite of the entire year. One was, of course, that chess performance, and then, of course, to be able to sing Weeping with the Soweto Gospel Choir, but not just the song, but the context. It was in Hyde Park for about 80,000 people, and it was celebrating Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday.
Mm.
So it was a wonderful honor to...
And what Josh won't tell you, that he has established the Josh Groban Foundation, and you've raised, over $1 million to help the foundation in its work in South Africa.
We're actually over $2 million.
$2 million.
And counting. It was inspired by the fans who wrote me a check for $50,000, money that they raised for my foundation. They said, "We want you to start this." Ever since then, we've teamed up with Nelson Mandela's organization, an incredible organization called One by One. There's keepachildalive.org. It's basically an umbrella organization. It helps children around the world and also finds organizations that seem to slip through the cracks of the bigger ones and really try to do a lot with a little bit of money.
Unbelievable. It's sometimes a loosely used word, but I've said it to my listeners, so I'll say it to you. You are a beautiful person. It's not just the voice, it's the way you go about your life and the work you do for other people. The Christmas album was just so special, and there's quite a bit of that on this collection. I'll speak to my listeners now.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Silent Night, The Little Drummer Boy, Ave Maria, but have a listen to this. This is a glorious piece and beautifully sung by Josh. This is Panis Angelicus.
Panis Angelicus, fit panis hominum, dan panis celicus figuris.
Well, what a wonderful gift, Josh, and what a wonderful talent to be able to share that gift with so many, many people, and you're doing it here. This is just beautiful stuff. What are you going to do yourself at Christmas? You'll be at home?
Yes, I'll be home. I'm gonna really try and relax and be with my family and be with my dog and just do some very normal things right before the storm starts again.
The storm. So when will the album be finished with the new work?
Well, the new work is just taking place right now, and I'm hoping that it will be out by early summer of 2009. So I really want to get started on that, and I can't tell you enough how excited I am to get back to Australia.
It'll be lovely. It'll be lovely, Josh. Well, Merry Christmas to you from all the people here. And
you too, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, who really love your work, and from me as well. And thank you for giving us so much pleasure. And we'll see you soon. We'll actually talk before Christmas anyway, but if we don't catch up, happy Christmas and all the best.
Thanks, Alan. My family and I have just been praying for your health and happiness, and I'm so happy to hear you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Josh. I think we'll go out with... there are so many tracks here that are outstanding, but let's return to what Josh talked about himself. This is live from Chess in Concert, the glorious anthem.